We are utterly at a loss to differentiate between his practice of self-limiting his divine consciousness and his technique of concealing his pre-knowledge and thought discernment from his human associates. We are convinced that he used both of these techniques, but we are not always able, in a given instance, to specify which method he may have employed. We frequently observe him acting with only the human content of consciousness. Then would we behold him in conference with the directors of the celestial hosts of the universe and discern the undoubted functioning of the divine mind. And then on almost numberless occasions did we witness the working of this combined personality of man and God as it was activated by the apparent perfect union of the human and the divine minds. This is the limit of our knowledge of such phenomena. We really do not actually know the full truth about this mystery.